Hello everyone, welcome back for episode 10 of August Wisdom with the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross. Today we're going to talk about taking full responsibility for your life and the power of doing so. Just wanted to say that I made a mistake with yesterday's episode. I said it was episode 8, it was actually episode 9. Forgive me, I'm recording a lot of episodes and it's getting confusing. But there has been an episode every single day in August. Regardless of what the number is, what I've said the number is, there is an episode every single day. Make sure to tune in, subscribe on Spotify or Apple to make sure you're kept up to date. Tune in at 2 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. British Time for every single episode of my August Wisdom series of 31 episodes in 31 days. This is a Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm Ross Edwards, author, coach, podcaster, and avid practitioner and teacher of psychology and spirituality. In listening to this podcast, you're part of the worldwide deep psychology community of tens of thousands of people undertaking profound personal transformation. You can find me on Spotify and Apple, where I release new episodes every Thursday. If you dig what I do and want to help the show grow, share this with a friend and leave a review. You can also go deeper with this work by training with me at deep-psychology.com. Let's get started. So before we get going with this episode on full responsibility, I just want to make a little mention of my offer for August. If you book a 10-week coaching package with me in August, you get 25% off. It's a sizable discount. And if you have never trained with me before, you get an additional 10% off if you've never done classes or coaching with me before. So all in all, a pretty sizable discount. Check that out on the website. So we're going to talk about taking full responsibility today. And the basic message of this episode is that in ultimate instance, it is wise to assume that you have control over your life, that you, what you have done in the past has created your present, and what you're doing in the present will create your future. Now, we don't want to take this to extreme levels. You know, we can control all of society and all of culture and all of politics and all of government and everything else that's going on across the world. I think that is taking it too far. However, even when there's forces acting on us, and there always is plenty of forces acting on us that we can't really control, we still have the opportunity to say, I'm going to take full responsibility no matter what. I'm not going to blame external circumstances. I'm not going to blame other people. I'm not going to blame my past. I'm not going to blame my parents. I'm not going to blame my school. I'm not going to blame anything that takes responsibility away from me. Most people do this when there's something, especially difficult moments in life. It's easy to blame other people and to blame circumstances. But the problem with doing this is that as soon as you blame something other than yourself, or you place responsibility on something other than yourself, you give up the possibility of taking control of the situation, right? And you are giving your power away, and you are basically acting from fear rather than acting from a place of strength and a place of creativity, right? Because as soon as you blame it on someone else or some circumstance, you can say, it's their fault, and therefore I cannot do anything about it because it's not in my hands fundamentally. And then that is fear. That is acting from a place of victimhood rather than being empowered and creative. And this happens in many spheres of life. And it's something that is going to be happening more over the coming years and decades because I think of AI. AI is going to produce a huge change in our career life in ways that I don't think we can even fathom at the moment. And what's very tempting in a situation like this is to blame AI and to say that it's at fault for, you know, the world of work changing, for unemployment, for my career being valueless now. Right, I'm not saying that AI is not doing that. It certainly is doing that. The problem is, as soon as you blame and you get upset and you go into victim mode, it removes any possibility of you taking the reins and taking control and asking what you can do now, because you're stuck there. You're stuck in the blame and you're stuck in the loss that you've experienced, right? However, this has always been the case, and we always try and find some other excuse. Fundamentally, I think what needs to happen for someone to assume full responsibility of their life is to realize that life is not easy. Life is never perfect. Things are always kind of messy. Things are always uncertain to some degree. Things are never perfect. There's always something that isn't quite there. But as soon as you accept that and you realize that that's what life is, and you realize that the actual living life is not about perfecting it, it's about taking on the challenge and taking responsibility and just living it and doing what you can, that's when you can take full responsibility. It's when we shirk away from life and we think that it shouldn't be as it is, and we think that we shouldn't be called to do things, that we shouldn't think bad things shouldn't happen to us, that's when we're not going to take full responsibility, because we are the victim of life, as though life should be this perfect thing, but it's not. And therefore, because it's not, we aren't perfect. And there are things that happen beyond our control, right? So there's a fundamental mindset shift that needs to happen here. It's a mindset of playing with misfortune, playing with the circumstances around you, and realizing that they are just part of the game. They're part of life, and you cannot change them or avoid them. What also happens with not taking responsibility is that we need to deny reality. So let's look at the AI situation as an example, very pertinent example for many people at the moment. What I can see a lot of people doing is basically trying to deny AI, trying to deny that it's here, trying to deny what could happen in the future, trying to sort of paint over the situation. Now, in my opinion, the situation we're facing now with AI is that it's going to completely transform society in ways that we cannot imagine right now, even more than electricity did back like 200, 150 or 200 years ago. That's the size of the revolution we're under, and there's nothing we can really do to change that, right? So we can either deny that, and we can try to pretend that things will remain the same and desperately fight for them to be the same. Or we can say, this is what we're facing right now. This is what I'm facing. And instead of fighting it, I'm going to take it on, and I'm going to ask creative questions. I'm going to ask empowered questions. And I'm going to take responsibility for my life based on the fact that AI is here and it's not going to go away. But this doesn't just happen with AI. We try and deny reality in so many ways. We try to fit our desires. We try to fit reality to our desires rather than trying to fit our desires to reality. This happens in career. It happens in exercise. It happens in family. It happens in our close relationships. And all of this prevents us from taking full responsibility, because we are not working with reality as it is, and we're not, it's like we're denying, we're hiding, and we're trying to change the circumstances that we're working under rather than being very honest about the circumstances and taking responsibility. So this might sound very general, but I want you to look at specific areas in your life where you feel like things are beyond your control and that there's outside forces acting. And I'm not going to deny outside forces acting beyond, that are beyond your control. But what I'm going to say is you have to ask yourself, how can I, starting right now, take this situation and work with it like clay to get it into my advantage and to get to work with it, to work creatively with it, so that I can start making positive impact, rather than pretending it's different, trying to convince yourself it's different, blaming other people, having regrets, whining about it, complaining about it. This is not full responsibility. Full responsibility is standing up to the situation, admitting it as it is, and asking what you can do to create something else. Full responsibility is not easy, but if you start living life with full responsibility, you're going to notice that things remarkably change for you, and that you operate at a level beyond what most people operate at. Okay, so that's all I wanted to say for today. Episode 10 of August Wisdom. Make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify to keep up to date with every episode in August. 31 episodes in 31 days. And thanks very much for tuning in. I will be back tomorrow at the same time, so make sure to check out tomorrow's episode. Thank you very much, and I will see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and share with a friend. And if you'd like to go deeper, head to deep-psychology.com to join my training. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.